Explore the tropics at Whole Foods Market through April 16th. Save on juicy finds like yellow mangoes at 5 for $5 with Prime. Sweet Dacopan citrus is back, just $3.49 per pound with Prime. Plus, save on seasonal favorites like dragon fruit, kiwi, pineapple, and more. In the meat department, pick up animal welfare certified meats with tropical-inspired marinades. And be sure to try the spicy Hawaiian pizza, back for a limited time, only at Whole Foods Market.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
All right, boys.
Let's go.
Oh, Gators analytics report just came in.
Oh, what is it?
It just shows stuff that works, stuff that hits, stuff that's a banger. Here we go. I'm slapping it. Almost hit the wrong dial. Arnold, get back. It is Domestic Abuse Awareness Month. I will not be slapping Arnold. I'll do it live, guys.
We are the 1, 2, 3
sore losers.
What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports, so I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
What's up, everyone? I'm Eddie, and I know the least about sports, but I'm your average sports fan, your sports watcher. Don't know the who's who's, and I don't know the what's what's.
Y'all, it is Sizzin. I'm an alpha male from the north of the United States of America. Right now, I live in Nashville, Tennessee, in the center of America. Guys, God bless you, and over to you.
God bless you, Ray.
Oh, my gosh, guys. You sound... Golf is so predictable. It's so predictable.
It pretty much
all
was.
You do on Sunday morning, you know who's going to win
hey,
the
stop
tournament.
Yelling.
Every Sunday, that's how you bet it. Golf is so predictable. Don't even worry about it. I'll tell you Sunday morning exactly who's going to win.
Boner.
You
don't
guys
be stupid.
Absolutely wrong.
Don't be stupid.
Absolutely wrong.
I had morning wood Sunday
don't,
morning.
Don't
I
act like my pick was so wrong. Like, I went, my pick was so good, it went to a 3-hole playoff.
They play 3 holes no matter what.
Coach, it sounded better.
Oh.
All right. Yeah. My pick was pretty damn good. Will Salatoris was sitting at what, 4th?
No, he was sitting at 2nd.
No, he wasn't.
Yes, he was tied for 2nd.
No, he wasn't. At the beginning of the round?
Yeah.
No, he wasn't.
He was
he
minus
no,
six. He was
made
3
the birdie.
Back. He was 3 back.
Guys, 3 back? That was not 2nd.
Yeah, it was.
He was tied for 2nd.
Oh, he was? With
yeah.
Champ?
Yeah.
No. With, no. Because
with,
the,
Fitzpatrick.
Oh, so he got to play with, okay. And then Champ was also there too?
Yeah. Okay. Champ may have been 1 behind.
Look, the only thing going in is I knew one thing.
Whatever that guy, I
what
don't even know
what the hell
say,
is his name. No one knows who he is. Mito Pierre, whatever. I know when someone like that goes into Sunday with a, what, 3-stroke lead?
Yes.
I mean, you're going to blow it. You're going to blow it. So the next thing you do is you go down the list.
You, pick
you start
the
looking
person.
At like, all right, who is, no, you don't pick the 2nd person because that would have been Fitzpatrick. You look at, all right, who shows that they have a better head in golf? Better mental game. Who's got a better mental game? Who's going into Sunday with a deficit knowing that mentally they are stronger than those weak dudes on the top? So Zalatoris to me, strong mind, focusing on the brain. You ever heard him talk? Sounds like a smart dude.
Oh, this is how you bet?
Oh, yeah. A little bit of research. Now, no one, and I'm telling you, no one, saw Justin Thomas.
But that's
up
what's
like that.
Hilarious. You guys lectured me that basketball is unpredictable and you can't bet.
You're missing the point.
You can't bet the NBA.
You're missing the
and
point.
Then you
did
guys
I
told
almost
me,
win that game? Did I almost win the bet?
But you could have almost won an NBA
no,
bet.
No, that's 50. That's yeah, because there's only 2 games, coach. I picked the guy, one of the dudes in second place or whatever, but you got three dudes tied in second. Like, it's not an easy bet. I posted it earlier in the day. Everyone's like, you're stupid. No way. No chance. But no one, don't tell me that anyone saw Justin Thomas coming.
My only argument was Friday's podcast, you and Ray both said how easy it is to bet on golf on Sunday because it's predictable.
It's easier.
And it's not.
And I proved to you by picking the dude that went in a playoff hole to be up there. The only reason he didn't win is because Justin Thomas played out of his mind on that back nine and made it to the top. That's it. And homeboy choked.
It
was one of the most epic collapses. And Justin Rose, or what is his name? JT. He had one of the greatest comebacks. They said seventh, third, one of the numbers in the history.
Yes. When I'm watching
when
Mito,
you see something like
whatever
that happen,
his name is, Petito.
Hear each other out. His name's Mito.
I was feeling so awkward watching him just crap the bed.
I mean, it was so predictable. He took that swing on 18, I'm like, holy hell, he hasn't swung like that all weekend.
Yeah, I know. That was weird.
It was the most awkward drive. That's how I drive.
I mean, he was probably shaking more than someone with Parkinson's. He's up there on the tee just going, ugh.
And that's what I'm talking about, the strong mind. You got to have a strong mental game when you go into that position.
Here's the thing.
And I'm going to come clean in a second. So you can say your stuff, but I need to have a podium.
This poor guy has never been heard of and will never be heard of again. At least Will Zalatoris has competed at a high level before, so he wasn't as – this guy, he's like, what is going on? And he kept it together. He still was struggling the whole round to get anything going. But then on 18, he sat there on that tee box, and he can tell me he wasn't thinking about the water – but he was damn sure thinking about the water, and he was sitting there going, I'm on the 18th tee box, and I can win a major? And no one even knows who I am. And I'm just, and he went full Mito, pedo for real. He went kerplunk, just, oh.
And then he still had a chance to even make the playoff, and he hit it straight off the green when he was chipping in.
What's crazy, though, is that a lot of people hit those fades, and no one went in the water because it was actually kind of tough to go in the water because the rough was so high there.
Yes.
His actually went.
Right. Because a lot of guys got stuck down there.
Yes. Like they were close to the water, but that rough was so thick that it stopped it. Not him. He went right in it.
She was some thuck shrubbage. Hey, guys, here's what I was trying to say earlier. Lunch hit us at about 6 a.m. Sunday. Hey, guys, for the show, what are your picks? Listen, that's not how I bet golf. I feel just like Eddie goes to the mind. I feel it out. I'm all about a live bet on golf. So I had no money on I had Locks hit me up. I said, Locks, go with Mito for the. And you know what? I was right until the 18th. I said, Mito. I told Lunch
that
Mito.
Doesn't count.
I said, you know what, Lunch? He's three strokes ahead. It's great for the bit. I realize I'm saying this now after he lost. I'd look smart if he won. But I didn't bet that. And you can check the bet slip on Bovada. Me and Baser watched the whole thing. And
so
I
who'd
said,
you bet?
Well, I'm going to tell you. I watched the whole
Justin
thing.
Justin Thomas.
I'm telling you, right. It was so – I was worried about Eddie's guy. So I'm like, is Eddie going to be right with Zalatoris? And then I'd see Mito confident for a hole, and I'm like, well, is it going to be Mito? And then sometimes that – what other guys? Is Chris Jackson, Johnson?
Fitzpatrick?
Yeah, I don't know. He's got a Johnson. I mean, who gives a crap? But anyways, he was playing some golf.
Cameron Smith?
You had Cam. You had another guy. I didn't – Fitzpatrick, Magic. There were about five guys, and then JT out of the nowhere came, and I'm like, okay, it's unpredictable who's going to win this, Baser. I'm enjoying the moment. Then it went to the playoff, and I was like, okay, Bovada, put 50 on JT. This is the biggest lock of the century.
Well, yeah, once the
it was
playoffs
even money.
Started.
So you,
it was not even money. That's a lie.
It was minus 135.
Exactly. That's not even money.
It's pretty legit when JT was hitting the ball so much better than Zalatoris. Zalatoris couldn't find a fairway.
Nah, but you weren't puckered when the first tee shot went to the rough?
Oh, I was puckered.
And he had to lay up.
But then after that, it was Lock City. When they tied, you're like, it's
after
over.
After that.
Yeah. What I'm saying.
But the argument, Ray, you're not helping our argument.
No, you're not at all.
Our argument.
You're making your argument look even worse from Friday.
No. The argument is this. If Mito had the biggest collapse in the history of the game for us to not look smart.
But no. And that's my point. Mito, who is a no-namer going into Sunday, is exactly why you don't pick him. How rare is it for a no-namer to go into a major and finish with a three-stroke lead and finish what he started? He can't do it. There's too much pressure.
Rare.
He's been sleeping on it all night. There's no single way. And that's
and
why
then
I
he has to
him.
Wait all day. Like, not only is he sleeping on it, he has to sleep on it, wake up, and then wait until the 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock tee time. It's not like he wakes up and goes to the golf course and starts playing. He has all day to
all
think
day.
About it.
And it's just eating him up. And that's why my pick was pretty damn good. I mean, I'm just saying, I feel more comfortable picking someone in golf like that on a Sunday than I do NBA.
Yes.
I'll never hit an NBA game.
And
never.
I agree with Eddie, because the NBA can swing 30 points one way or the other. This golfer laid an egg. Mito, for the all intents and purposes, laid an absolute goose egg.
Coach,
on
your
Sunday.
Mito pick was terrible.
And then
what
you also said
he was in first the whole damn day. Maybe a little bit he was tied.
But he did what a leader does. He craps the bet.
If he didn't hit it in the water, he won the tournament. All he had to do was not hit it in the water. That's how big of a
I
mess up
about
it was.
A little bit. Why didn't he just lay up?
Why didn't he? No, like, that's what the announcer said. The announcer said.
Because he would have tied with a bogey,
announcer
right?
said, with your juices flowing,
yeah,
why would you
right.
do driver?
No, but guys, he would have been in a three-way playoff.
He would have tied with a bogey, I believe.
Yes. Right, but you can lay up and still get a four.
Makes it a lot harder.
That's easier said than done.
All those guys were reaching it from, you could go one, layup, two, anywhere close to the green, three, chip it close, and then you got to putt in, or you're going to the playoff. Instead, he went driver for whatever God knows reason. You're getting like 10 extra yards.
Or you just play it like you've been playing. You had to, you know what they say, you don't have a two-stroke lead, you have a one-stroke lead. If he had a two-stroke lead, he for sure lays up.
And he missed it. He missed the putt. Yeah, otherwise, it hit at a two-stroke lead.
No, and then on 18, like, he's done, right? And then he misses the one putt. It's like, oh, my
no,
God.
That's terrible.
I'm like, oh.
That's terrible. That's terrible.
He has to, like, line it up. I'm like, oh, man. They're like, he does not even care about this putt.
I mean, and the crowd, even the announcers, we went from the, oh, my gosh, we're about to see one of the most unlikely of champions to, can somebody just get him off the course? Like, he's officially, he's done. He's old news. Get him out of here.
I automatically had a feeling that Justin was going to win once they went to the playoffs. Because when he was teeing off at 18, people were like, "Yeah, Justin, like, come on, Justin." He was about to tee off, and then he like had to back off and started laughing. And to me, that shows me that like he was very relaxed,
very calm.
Like, I didn't expect him to laugh at that.
And
you know?
Well, yeah, but also there was a guy on 17 or 18, one of them, who every time somebody'd come up there to drive, he'd go, "Hammer the driver."
Oh, that's what he was laughing
dude,
at. That's what it was.
He was hammered.
Gotta use the driver.
He's like, hammer the driver. Because everybody went between. Do I do driver? Do I do iron play? And then a drunk guy thought it would be funny, and he probably cost me to the whole championship.
Now, let me ask you this. If you're a drunk dude, and you're there, and you want to be the asshole, and while he's swinging, say, you suck! How quick do they get you out? Or do they even get you out?
No, they get you out.
They do?
Real quick.
100%.
100%.
I mean, he got away with doing it for a while.
Okay. No. But do they count that stroke?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. If you really want to screw someone up, hey, maybe it's worth it. Maybe it's worth getting kicked out.
Dude, when I'm playing freaking Percy with my boy Justin, the guy honks in my backswing, damn right that we use it as a real drive.
Because, like, if it was DeChambeau, I hate the dude.
Where is he?
I don't know.
He withdrew.
And I'm there.
He didn't play.
And I'm there, and DeChambeau has one stroke lead, and I want to screw him up.
You yell.
Then yell. Why not? Yell, screw him up, and then, all right, sorry, man, here, take me to jail.
I mean, yeah, if you have $1,000 on the game, why not yell?
Just yell. That's what I was thinking, Ray.
They had some dude had separate bets. He was going for $1 million if Mito won.
I saw that.
Somebody said, can we do a house check on him?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, he had like 15 different bets or whatever. He just kept loading it up on Mito to win.
Load up on a no-namer.
But as he's progressing through the tournament, you're like, holy crap, this Mito
Coach,
dude.
He lost his three-stroke lead immediately. I should have told you that he wasn't going to win the damn thing.
Yeah, it evaporated within about 30 minutes.
Yes, but then it went back to two, right. You know what I mean? It went up and down the
whole
day.
Three.
But for your money, our point is this. I hate to batter a beaten horse. But, Eddie, and you're going to agree with me this, was your money more well spent on the golf than it would have been on an NBA game?
100%, right.
Thank you, because it was that much more predictable, and there wasn't swings. It was very consistent. Maybe Zalatoris had one off shot.
Oh, you think off shot? He was on the damn cart path.
I loved it.
Okay, no.
How is his recovery?
No. My whole thing is that
I know, Coach. We saw your tweet.
Hey, you know what I learned? Guys, if we hit it on the cart path, you got to play it as it lies.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game winner I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boog. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be
That's
my
game.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Brakes? We can save you 15% on that. We have OE quality Duralast brake pads and rotors in stock, ready for pickup or delivery. We also have calipers, brake fluid, tools, and anything else you'll need to do the job right. When you get Duralast pads and rotors together, you'll save 15%. It's just part of what makes us America's number one brakes destination.
They just, the guy was like, so he was like, so then I get relief from this and I get to go on the other side of the car path. He goes, you can never get on the other side of the car path. Because even the announcer said, he's going to get to drop.
And there's also just obstruction.
And obstruction. He's going to be able to get it on the other side of the path. So the announcers didn't even know the rules. And you're going to tell me this guy, this official, knew all these rules about exactly where he had to place it. My wife was watching at this point. She goes, this is so dumb. They're going to have him drop it on the cement like it's not just going to roll away.
That's man-made.
Right. I
mean, he literally had to put on a dimple.
Yes.
For it to stay there.
Mm-hmm. And she was like, this is so stupid.
And also, he's just like putting his club in the tree. How did they know the club was touching the ball? They just like took his word for it. So
yeah.
He really could have been about 6 inches. Nobody could see in the tree. He could have been about 6 inches from it. That nobody was like peeking into there to make sure the club touched the ball.
Let me ask you this. Every time they call for the official, where are they? Why does it take them an hour to get there? Like, are they eating sandwiches? Are they at the clubhouse? Why can't there? I mean, there's only 18 holes, guys.
I think there's one official per hole, right?
No, because he always takes 30 minutes to show up. If there is, why isn't he right next to them? Let's go to hole 14 as we wait for an official to get there.
Yeah, and
30 minutes later, the official gets there with freaking mayonnaise on his cheek.
And Zalatoris, poor dude, is having to do it. You know what? There's that awkward conversation with the dude because nobody other dude at the bar is talking. That's what Zalatoris had to do because the official had no idea what the rule was. So Zalatoris is like, hey, man, I'm talking this out loud just for myself. So I'm going to place it over here and then I'm going to put it there, right? And the guy goes, Yeah. He's like looking around. I mean, his answers were so indecisive. I was dying laughing. I was like, this is a joke.
And then they made him play it off the cart path.
Yeah.
Like, I always thought you got relief from the cart path.
No, because I've seen
dropped
like,
it on the cart path.
But I've seen like Mickelson play from the cart path because he didn't want to take a drop.
Yeah.
So I don't understand that because he did have an unplayable.
He took a drop, so Shouldn't that keep it away from the car?
Right, that's what I would think. He had an unplayable, so it's already one stroke penalty. Place it wherever the hell you want it to as long as you're not moving close to the hole, is my thought.
That's what I thought, but it was only you get to move it a club length, And that club length was out into the middle of the cart path.
Yeah.
Yeah, and even the announcers, I mean, they, God bless them, they do as much as they can, but they're like, oh, I think there's a chain link fence back there, actually.
Sure
they're
is.
Like, we don't know until he gets into this tree what the penalty is. They had no clue whatsoever. What do you
think, and then there's going to be obstruction because of that TV tower. I mean, Jim, I think he's going to be able to move it on the other side of the cart path.
Nope, he didn't. He put it right in smack middle of the cart path. You're completely wrong.
And then he chipped it right on the green, right next to the hole.
Beautiful.
Right.
Wow. Dude, that Zalatoris kid's good.
Yeah, he was really good.
He's going to be around for a while to come.
Yeah, he's going to be around longer than Tiger.
Okay, so even, I mean, come on.
We'll talk about that in a minute.
Sorry, Truckers. What do you want to talk about? Let's talk about Tiger now.
Sorry, Truckers. Sorry if you didn't watch golf.
Let's talk about Tiger. Is that what you want? Is that what you guys want to see? You want to see the GOAT have to withdraw from a tournament?
And not to make you guys like feel really bad, but I mean, there were times during the day you could have easily bet in Justin Thomas and put 50 on it and you'd have won thousands.
Yes.
Coach, but no one saw Justin Thomas doing that.
You don't understand how big the collapse was on 18. You could see JT coming, but you're like, Mito's not going to collapse. He's going to make this putt. And then he missed that putt. And then he totally hit it in the water. He had about a 5-minute stretch that was so unpredictable, even Vegas didn't see it coming because they had the odds at like plus 1,000 for
JT. Because Zalatoris was playing great too.
And he so made was like Young. Or what was it? Young or Champ?
Champ.
Yeah, sorry. And so was Fitzpatrick. They were all right there, way ahead.
Fitzpatrick was playing like crap. I would have never put money on him.
He wasn't playing great, but I'm saying the amount of people that Justin Thomas had to jump to get up to the lead is what I'm saying. There were so many golfers between him. That's why Vegas didn't think it was possible. They didn't think all the golfers ahead of him were going to start.
He's even saying after the playoffs. Dude. He's saying when the playoffs started, you could have put $50 and made money, right?
No, because it was minus 135.
Yeah, minus 135.
Oh, okay, you're not saying that.
That's when we bet it. But I was just saying, because what happened, Zalatoris made that birdie, which it didn't really affect it, but the JT, it was really the Mito collapse that totally threw it all into a tailspin.
I know, but JT did his stuff way before all that.
I mean, JT was...
JT made his move way, like, three holes before that.
I feel like JT was in the clubhouse for about 3 hours.
He was.
It feels like he was off the course for a long time.
He was.
JT distinctly said, can somebody get me a monitor? Because he couldn't even see what was going on. He's like, I got to start getting ready.
Here's where I think it was a little unfair. So, JT, he's done. He turns his scorecard. And he's watching three holes, basically. So, he's at the driving range. He's still driving. He's still chipping. He still putts. He's still doing all that. While Will is done with his round, stuck submitting his scorecard.
Now, that needs to change. Stop. That needs to change. Guys, we know he tied. There is no need for the pomp and circumstance of him walking to the clubhouse, filling out a scorecard.
Did you hear the dude?
Did you hear him? 72, 71.
No, coach. The guy sitting down goes, so I have you at a 37. He's like, yeah, that's correct. I have you back 9, 41. Yeah, that's correct. That's a total of. And I'm like, guys, we all know the score.
Scorecard guy, guess what? The person sitting at home right now chugging 6 Mickeys has the exact same score.
Ask the 10 million people watching. Like, I'm sure everyone has the same score, guys.
Yes, I think they had these rules in place before there was TV cameras. Okay, now that we have TV cameras and we have this, guys, can we update the rules where we don't need to walk to the clubhouse a half a mile, fill this out, do it, rip the scorecard off, hand it in, then turn around, had to go find the freaking tee box where he's supposed to be teeing off. That took 30 minutes of wasted time.
Hey,
right when he gets off that 18th green, you know he's in a tie. Put him in the golf cart and drive him to the tee box where the playoff is starting. That's it.
No, but he had to wait. So while he's waiting, at least let him go chip a little
bit. But why did he need to wait? Oh, Will Zalatoris. Yeah. Sorry,
homeboy was still playing.
Yeah, you're right.
Hey, Mito.
Do you like the three hole for the
championship? No, I don't.
I loved it.
It kind of takes the drama away.
I did too. As soon as Justin made the putt.
When there's one hole, I mean, that's the craziest drama in golf, when there's one hole to play. The three kind of took it out of it
a little bit. I agree, Ray. We've already played 18, so you might as well make it sudden death. You've already played 18. They're exhausted. Why make it a three-hole playoff? Because if Will would have birdied and they would have tied, guys, we could have been there for – they probably would have had to done that this morning.
Would they have played three more holes or would they
– No, it would have been sudden death. But guys, how often do they tie?
A lot.
A lot. So there was a good chance that they would have moved to this morning. To me, it's stupid. Sudden death immediately.
I think they want to be different.
And also, man,
I get that.
Love Oklahoma. If we got any truckers out there, where you guys at?
Tulsa time.
That course sucked.
What do you mean?
It was so cool.
What do you mean?
What was wrong?
Those balls were flying all over the yard.
No, I love a course that makes the best golfers in the world look terrible.
Right. I agree with you. I don't want them to shoot negative 25.
I don't.
I want them to be challenged just like we feel like we're challenged when we go to a regular Muni. We're like, God, this is so hard. They make every course look so easy. Why do we want to make every tournament so easy?
On 18, the creek at the bottom. What is it, Shelby?
No, that makes it that much more dangerous.
Look, the whole point of like hazards and like even rough, you get rewarded when you land in the fairway. If you land in the rough, who likes it when you land in the rough and it's as freshly cut as the fairway?
True.
You want it to be a penalty.
Yes. You want it to be to suffer the consequences of having a bad shot.
When they get in the sand, you want them to be like, oh, crap, this is a terrible sand shot. Like, you want it to be tough for him.
Did you guys see Tiger? He did something we don't even do. When he was in the bunker, and did you see any? I got to pull the audio.
Coach, you watched Tiger
on Saturday? Down or what?
When
he called for an ambulance and said, hey, take me out of here.
No, he was in the bunker, and he had no idea that the ball got stuck in the bunker when he hit it. Nobody knew where the ball went to. I got to pull it up.
I didn't see that.
My gosh.
I mean, were you watching at 5 o'clock in the morning when Tiger teed off?
No, but highlight.
I mean, geez, that poor dude.
I texted you guys, too. I was like, he's not going to make it.
You're like, I don't think he's going to make it through the round. He can barely walk.
Guys, that driver, without that driver, that walking stick driver he has, he won't make it.
Are you allowed to use a cane? Like, could he bring it, like, instead of using his driver?
Why, Coach, when you can just use the driver?
Well, I know. I'm just saying, like, if he didn't want to rely on his driver, could he use a walker?
If he showed up, Coach, with one of those aluminum walkers with the tennis balls on there, his opponents would be like, oh, we got this in the bag.
I don't know how good this is going to be. Sue me.
The lip shouldn't be too much of an issue. Well, in fact, he has caught the lip, and I did not see the ball come out. In fact, it could be buried in there. Now, let's take another look at it right here. You can see there that ball goes straight into the lip.
And then Tiger has to go look for it because he had no idea where nobody knew where the ball went.
This is interesting.
How did he hit that out then?
Is Tiger playing regular tournaments or just majors?
He's just played the Masters and this.
Okay. And they said if he tries to play this next one, he's an idiot. He needs to wait till the summer.
He needs to wait till next year.
I mean, if his knee is that bad, if his leg is that bad, he can't even walk.
Wait, he just took the ball out, so he had to take a drop?
It was an unplayable, Coach, I guess.
Oh, all right.
He's just chasing the record then.
That's all he's chasing.
That's all he's doing.
That's the only reason he's playing. It's not for the money.
Give it up.
He has so much money. He doesn't need money. He wants the record, and
honestly, I don't think he needs it. Like, if you asked anyone in the world who is the best golfer, everyone would say Tiger. They would never say Jack Nicklaus. No one would say Jack Nicklaus,
right,
unless they're like 80 years old.
Correct.
That must be. I see now how people interview people. Man, it would be tough to interview a Jack Nicklaus or a great. The intros and that they have to do is insane. Jim Nance, like, all right, we're about to talk to the greatest golfer, the Golden Bear. He had 37. Mr. Nicklaus, how are you? I mean, just intro and be like, hey, Jack Nicklaus over there. What up, man? What do you think of this golf tournament?
Take him to Aruba,
dude,
right?
He just gave him a 30-minute speech. I'm like, guys, does everybody have to do that when they interview the guy?
So
it was Joe Buck.
So what's the intro for Mito?
No. They interviewed him afterwards.
I know. I saw it.
Ugh.
And he was very cool about it.
No, he was so cool. He was so cool that he knew he got to spend 4 days in the spotlight that he'll never have again.
Yeah, we probably won't see him
anymore. You're going hard on him, Coach.
Oh, it's like Danny Willett. Remember that dude?
Remember Rich Beem? Huh? Rich Beem?
Huh?
Yeah, he won.
Never heard of him.
He won a major.
I know Jim Beam.
No, Rich Beam.
No.
I believe he's from El Paso, Texas.
Really?
I don't. He may have won the PGA Championship or maybe the U.S. Open. I don't know which one, but he won it. Guess where he's been ever since? No idea.
Mito's good, though, huh?
Nah. Like,
no, he's not?
Nah.
Okay.
Is he?
I don't know. I mean, he played well.
You guys saw lightning in a bottle.
No, I know he played well, but had you ever heard of him before this tournament?
Never.
How much golf do you watch?
Every weekend.
There you go.
Yeah.
That tells me where Mito's at.
When Sunday started and lunch hit us at 5 a.m., I need your golf picks before it starts. I looked him up. I had to Google him. I didn't know what the dude even looked like.
I'll coach you, but you acted like you were his biggest fan.
Well, because the angle was if a guy's up by three, he needs to win. And so,
I mean, you gave me two golfers, Mito, and he said, oh, sprinkle some money on Fitzpatrick. You know that.
Well, because I knew it wasn't Zalatoris. I called that it wasn't Zalatoris.
Coach, he had the best chance of winning.
No,
Justin Thomas did.
Got him.
No, Justin Thomas won the tournament. But Justin Thomas did not have the best chance of winning.
Eddie, you fell for what is called a cute pick.
No.
And you just went.
Screw
with
you guys.
The cutest. Everybody wanted to say, hey, I got a flyer. Zalatoris. Everybody wanted to say that. I just knew that wasn't the route to go.
I got a question.
Guys, he was 5-1.
Who finished in a better spot in the tournament? Zalatoris or Mito?
Zalatoris.
Okay.
Thank you.
Who got cute with their pick?
Ray.
I didn't get cute.
What was it then? Is it predictable?
I mean,
pick the leader. Pick the leader by three.
Yeah, which is our
he's always gonna win.
Which is our thing, but I don't know. I just my actual bet was a winner, but what I told everybody and the listeners was wrong. And I before that
your
I'm wrong.
Bet, you had a 50-50 shot. Dude, you waited until there was two golfers remaining and you picked one.
Going into the 18th, the bet was won. And Mito had to do was not hit it in the creek. And he hit it in the damn
Guess
creek.
What?
He did.
All the Spurs had to do was rebound the damn ball in game 6 of the NBA Finals, and they would be NBA champions. But guess what? They didn't rebound
they
the ball.
Didn't.
They kicked it to the corner. Mm. Ray Allen hit a 3, and then they boat raced us in game 7, and the Miami Heat won a title. So the bet was the championship was won if they just rebound the ball.
But that's basketball. Don't ever bet on NBA.
Great in an analogy.
Okay, can we stick to golf?
Oh, we need to stick to golf.
Oh, I want to talk about our golf
because
trip.
Ray, Eddie and I played golf on Friday.
Ray, listen to this crap.
Well, let me get the sound effect.
Oh, my God. So we roll up to the first tee, and they say, you're going to be with the Roberts twosome. Right.
Cool. I'm like, they're both named Robert?
No, that's just their last name, obviously.
Awesome. So, I've always loved twins.
So it's like 80,
nice to meet you, Robert.
85 degrees outside.
I'm Gibbles.
And Jackson.
Air conditioning sales.
Jack shows up and he's got pants.
Jack Roberts?
Up. No. I don't know which one was Roberts. And we're like, I said, damn, he must be good if he's wearing pants.
I mean, it was 90 degrees.
And Eddie said, I'll bet you he ain't good. I was like, well, I mean, I don't know. And I overheard him talking to his friend. Jack was talking to his friend, Robin, and telling him.
Robin hey. Roberts? No, there's no way it's Robin Roberts.
So he's telling Robin, yeah, man, the last tournament I played in, I won. And the guy that was beating me by 2 strokes on the final day, I played with him. And I just got to watch him melt down. And he got to see me just lighten it up.
Okay, Zalatoris.
Ray, everything he was saying was like, oh, man, I was putting lights out last round, dude.
Lights out.
71, man.
And I'm like,
even talk to them.
No.
We're overhearing them talk.
Yeah, we're not talking to them. Oh. They're having a conversation.
They're talking to each other.
And Eddie goes, I bet you he's not good. And we walk up to the first tee box, and he goes, you guys want to play the tips or the whites?
He asked if we wanted to play the tips.
And I said,
I said, we normally play the tips, but let's just do whites today, dude.
Yeah, and he goes, okay, I just didn't know, you know what I mean, because I'm comfortable with either distance. Cool. I mean, Ray, he's like, I'll lead us off. First tee shot, 12 yards.
Coach, the ball went straight up in the air. About 200 yards in the air, came back down 12 yards away from us.
That's why I always play 10 off the first.
He's like, wow, I never do that.
I've never
That's
done
crazy.
That in my life because I've never done that.
Well, you did today.
Never
Coach,
done that.
He wanted us to believe that he's never done that so much that he showed us the club head. And said, look where I hit this. The mark's right there on top of the driver.
Oh
I have never done that.
I cannot believe you guys are having those conversations at the golf
Coach,
course.
Coach, he came to us.
No,
we
no,
didn't talk
this
to
This was T1. This is the first tee box. This ain't like we're halfway through the round.
Right,
okay.
But when people start talking to me like that, I don't even talk back to them. I'm not on the...
We didn't talk back, Coach.
Dude, I hate golf talk, which is exactly what that dude did. He's not on the tour. He's not making money. So you're there to drink, hit him 300... And just swing out of your shoes.
And then his poor friend, what's his name?
Robin.
No, that was Robin. Oh, yeah. His poor friend, Robin, he was a terrible golfer. And what's his name?
Jack.
Jack tried to coach him. That's all right, Robin. It's all right, Robin. Here, try straighten out that left arm a little bit.
No.
Every shot.
No.
I felt so bad for Robin.
Every single shot.
So what was my goal?
Then Eddie
lose him. I would have
better goal, Coach.
Then Eddie starts getting pissed off, and he goes, "You know what? I'm going to beat him."
So Eddie is competing
against this guy. That the guy doesn't even know Eddie is competing against him, but he's like, "I'm going to beat Jack."
Coach, I watched Jack's every shot and wrote it down.
So he wrote down Jack's score on the scorecard. He kept counting them, and he's like, "No, I saw him take a drop."
Hey, hole three, I had a triple bogey, and he comes back to the cart and tells Robin. Dang, that was a crazy bogey, man. Put me down for bogey. I'm like, no, sir. Those are 2 drops on there.
You told him that?
No, I wrote it down on my card. That's a triple.
So Eddie is getting pissed off When anyone hit a bad shot, it'd be like, damn it, dude.
He's going to catch me.
He's like, that opened the door for Jack.
Jack's going to catch
me. That opened the door for Jack. And not only that, did Jack, you know, act like he's good and he wasn't very good. Jack was slower than Pitts on the golf course.
Coach, Jack would line up the ball.
Oh, my God.
Put it on the tee. Put the ball on the tee. He'd line up the little line on the tee.
Okay, Bryson.
Towards the hole. He'd get back. He'd look at the shot. Take a couple swings. Then he'd line up, right? Ready to drive. Then he moves his grip a little bit. Moves his grip a little bit. Takes a deep breath.
Hell no.
Hold on. Pulls back. There's some dirt right in front of the ball. He wipes the dirt off. Gets back, lines it up again.
Dude, I would have killed this dude.
Every shot, how long did he take?
Probably about 2 minutes per shot.
2 minutes per shot, coach, and then shanks it.
See, that's not – then he doesn't get that same privilege the next hole.
Oh.
No, he did it every shot.
Oh, we had to let a group play through, and he goes, we're not playing that slow. And I said, no, there's no we.
Not.
It's only you.
You are.
You said that to him?
No.
Well, in my head.
I said it under my breath.
In my head, I did.
In my mind.
And –
yeah, you don't get that privilege if you've sucked the previous hole, then you got to play a little faster.
No. Then we get to the green, and this is where it just got real bad. He would walk and do every angle.
Every angle.
Every angle, get down, you know what I mean, and, you know, look at it, you know.
Feet over there.
Coach, he'd squat
he would
down.
He would do the feet in between the line, you know, and kind of, like, check the balance.
Hey, he does where you, like, you pull your tee out, and you pick the grass up, and there wasn't even a bump.
A ball mark?
Yeah, there wasn't even a ball mark. It's stuff from the previous guy. Because you know the guy.
Oh, he's fixing everyone else.
The players now can tap that. It in front of their putt.
Oh, yeah.
They're allowed to do that before their putt.
Yeah.
But so he does that, and then he putts, and he misses. Okay, cool. So then what's he do? Oh, we got to – hey, take the flag out. Take the flag out.
Robin, take the flag out.
Yeah.
And poor Robin was his bitch.
Or he would take the flag, and instead of setting it five feet from the hole, he would set it all the way on the fringe. So you had to walk it all the way to the fringe to move the flag. Like, it couldn't be within any 10 feet of the freaking hole.
What's his name, Roberts?
No, his name is
Jack.
Jack Roberts.
Jack Roberts.
Jack Roberts. Why don't you just put it in my golf cart? It'll be safe there.
Coach, and then he'd putt, and he would miss it.
Not even close. 10 feet he'd miss it.
Well, there was one where he missed it, and it was only a foot away. He marks it. Okay, dude, just putt the freaking thing in. It's 1 foot away. He marks it.
Oh, my. This is the most annoying story I've ever heard in my life, a golf story.
And I told Eddie, I said,
no, he picks that up, and you're off the green.
No, he marks it.
That's a gimme. Get out of here.
No, he marks it, picks the ball up, cleans it off.
Not only is it a gimme, if you just want to slap a dick it in with one hand, that's fine. But the fact that he marked it, I would have gone by and taken his quarter and thrown it to him.
No, not only did he mark it, but he went through his whole routine again.
His whole routine.
Walking around, making sure every angle of the hole, bend down.
Did he deserve a little bit of this? Like, was his chipping good?
Nothing was good.
Good from 50?
No, he was fine. He probably shot in the 90s just like we did. I mean,
Nothing was good.
But the first hole, 15 yards, though, that's tough to come back
from. He didn't count that one, Coach. Breakfast ball.
Breakfast ball. Then he hit the next one out of bounds.
Yeah.
But, see, usually you can fake like you're a good golfer for a couple holes, but the fact that he kind of was outed right away on the 15-yarder, then he screwed the whole time.
He had a couple of good shots, drives.
Yeah, a couple of good ones where I was like, wow, that was a great.
That was a good one,
okay,
man.
Okay, dang, you striped that one. But nothing to brag about. Nothing to act like he's so good telling his buddy he won tournaments. There ain't no damn way that guy won tournaments.
And let me tell you, Coach, anyone that tells you they're good at golf is not good at golf.
True.
It's the ones where they don't say they're good, or they're like, yeah, man, I really just don't get to play that much or whatever. And then they play, and it's like, what? Dude, you're freaking good.
So it's almost like, let me just say this to say something else. What I've realized with golf, unless you're playing in tournaments for money, we're not. None of us are. We're all on the level playing field. So you got to see, what am I trying to get out of the game of golf? Me? I try to be the guy that doesn't get mad on the course, the guy that's fun to have a couple beers. But then in my head, I'm also trying to be just solid shot guy. You know what? Solid shot. You know, where you're happy with yourself. But the people that do the golf talk and have to brag about tournaments, why? You're not making money. You're acting like you're somebody that you're not. I can't believe you guys even give those guys a time of day.
Well, we were paired up with them, dude.
I mean, we couldn't do anything.
At 10, we tried to bail on them.
They
went to the clubhouse, and we went, and we teed off, and we drove down the fairway, but then we had to wait on the group in front of us, and they caught up to us like, oh, our bad. We thought you guys were in the clubhouse, too. And we were like, oh, no, man, we thought you guys just headed home. We didn't know. You know, we acted like we were not trying to lose them because my wife had an appointment. and I was cutting it close. And this turned into a 4 hour and 40 minute round of golf, Ray, because this guy took that long.
Brutal.
It was awful.
Not to interrupt your story, but the
key question is, are you going to ask him?
What?
Did Eddie beat him?
That's not fair. I can't really answer that because I picked up at 17.
What?
I picked up at 17 because I didn't want Lunchbox's wife to miss her appointment.
Yeah,
he did. So we'll never know?
So we'll never know.
It was looking bad.
I mean, Jack
got probably a couple stroke lead.
Jack probably would have come back and beat me.
Dang. You would have meet him?
He probably did beat me.
He probably beat him.
Yeah.
And he had a...
Yeah. The last three holes, I just couldn't hit it straight.
Number 15 was the par three. Really did Eddie in.
Oh, man.
Really did him in. He hit it out of bounds.
I had his ass, though.
Tiger tripled.
Oh, he'd be more than triple.
Yeah.
So, it was just so...
But I didn't cheat on my score.
I did not cheat.
I know pants guy, when it's 90 degrees out, that's pretty annoying as hell. I mean, that's kind of a tool thing.
Even the pros don't do that.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18, my first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
My first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my game, bro.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Ah, thinking about gas mileage. You know, changing your oil with a full synthetic oil like Castrol Edge can help your engine get more miles. Right now, you can get 5 quarts with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99. Get started on your next job today with the parts you need when you need them at AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Right? That's another thing they need to change on the PGA Tour. If it's 90 degrees, let them wear shorts. Why can't they wear shorts?
Coach, can you imagine some of those dudes like Matthew Wolff? He's going to have shorts freaking up to his balls.
Pants and 80.
There's got to be rules.
Pants and 80 on a local muni is tool guy. And the other tool guy is the stuff, the accessories you get in golf that don't matter. But then those same accessories that you recommend to other people because you think it's such an important accessory. Case in point, the ball marker. I had a guy one time go, yeah, man, I got this little ball marker. It's got a bookmarker on the end of it. You can put it on your hat. So then it just stays there the whole time. And I tell you what, it's been a game changer. I'm like, what the actual fuck are you talking about? Are we talking about a ball marker right now that you're recommending to me? Bro, I don't even mark my ball. I throw a tee in there. Sometimes I just pick up the ball and then kind of set it in the same vicinity. What are you talking about?
Look, they can't just wear whatever they want, Coach. Like Van Rooyen, you know that dude? They have all the little cute tapered pants now where like they're all tight at the ankle, or you can like they go up a little bit high up on the ankle. This whole fashion look, I can't get into it. I can't get into wearing skinny jeans but that are real golf pants. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. But
I mean, they're going to have Van Rooyen putting in a Faldo Waldo's going to be like, oh my, I just saw his testicles.
Well, your boy is Zally. He's got him right up his ass.
That's what I'm saying.
Sorry, guys. That Zalatoris, was a loud one.
He gets, bends over to pick up. Oh my, that's his nutsack.
Oh my. I grabbed the wrong. Oh, we're seeing balls, but not the balls we want to see there.
You know, I just don't think they should be wearing shorts that short.
And I was making fun of golfers with the soccer balls. I mean, it looks like all the pros are dang doing that now. But it's like.
No, they're not.
A lot
no.
of them are.
No, they're not. I know. No, there may be one player with a dumb soccer ball.
No, there's a handful of them.
No, there isn't.
Yes, there is.
And how come?
No, like, there isn't.
The reason it annoys me, because I made the point on Friday, but it was a horrible point because I didn't have any structure to it. But then I thought about it. And I thought, it's not like we play football that's colored like a baseball. Do we play baseball with the football markings on it? The fact that we play golf with the soccer ball markings drives me insane.
No one plays those.
I like them.
Lunch loves them.
That's because I play soccer.
When I find them on the course, I think they look pretty cool. I don't think I've ever bought them, but when I find them on the course, I'm like, those are pretty cool.
Dude, Lunchbox now plays with this freaking ugly yellow ball. Like, it's not like neon yellow.
Yeah.
It's like booger yellow. It's like, did you get them on sale? It's like a cheap highlighter, dude. Like you, it's harder to find that ball than a white ball.
I didn't paint that ball.
I got the pink ones one time. I think the whites are easier to find.
Oh, they are absolutely. You would think a neon blue would be no, dude. You can't even see it. It'd be right in front of you. You can't see it.
I'm not the one that painted those.
No, you bought them.
Yeah, I didn't. But I thought they were the normal yellow. When I bought them, they were like a mustard yellow, and I was like,
it's like mustard color.
Not as good. I'm not like, as cool
dude,
clean
as I your ball. We can barely find them. It is clean.
The color of the grass. That can't be good for your game, though.
Oh, it's. I mean, what? Listen. It was. It's because during the winter, it's easier to find a yellow ball. That's all there is to it.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're going out to play during the winter, yes, it's easier to find a yellow ball.
Okay.
Yes. Now, Ray, I sent you an email, right? Did you get the email?
Yes. Let me pull it.
Hey,
up.
Hey, speaking of golf, Eddie.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of golf, dang it, let's stick to golf.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see that Corn Ferry Tour? The story.
Screwed it up,
Coach. I'm not watching that.
Screwed it up.
Wait, are you talking about the baseball player?
No, this guy James Nichols. No. Okay, he goes and he tries out in the qualifier on Monday, and he doesn't make it.
It's a 3-minute.
No, no.
Clip.
I said we'll cut it off halfway through. Whatever. This is just to get the narrative. And so he flies back to New York because he's like the 16th alternate, right?
Private
so
jet.
He's not going to – no, not private jet. This dude's a nobody. Like, he's trying to make it on the Corn Ferry. He has no money. And he gets to New York, gets home, you know, and they said, hey, you know, you may have a chance to get – would you come back if you're one of the selected? He's like, yeah, but I'm 16th. Then he drops to 9th. He's like, I'm coming. And this is him showing up to the golf course 5 minutes before his tee time.
Great. Facebook makes you hit a volume button.
Coach, edit it.
Oh, boy. Coach,
is this
a...
I got nothing. I came right from the airport because I couldn't wait for my gloves.
Got you a bag. Got your shoes.
You need a glove?
You need a glove?
You got one.
All right, what size?
Medium large.
Medium large. Got you.
All right, cool. Thank you.
What's that audio suck so bad?
Hey, welcome.
Good to be here.
I bet it is.
James.
James John Holt. I mean,
what's up, dude?
Gibbles.
You have no idea.
Nice to meet you.
What's up, James?
What time did you get the call?
9:30 last night.
Do you have a bag?
Yeah.
That's
James.
Your bag.
It's not my clubs, but if you want to write them down, you can.
James, you're from New York City. Oh,
my flight was delayed an hour and a half this morning.
Oh.
Yeah, I couldn't get, I was going to drive, but that would have been 17 hours and I wouldn't have got here till 1, so.
That wouldn't have been worth it. I wouldn't have worked.
Well, thank you.
Good to have you here.
Appreciate it. Thanks. Appreciate your help.
I hope you like your shoes.
Oh, perfect.
Okay, we're good. We get the idea. He was late.
No, he wasn't late. It wasn't his fault he was late.
I know. He lost his delayed.
Dude, he's like lunch every time we play golf.
I'm sorry. He is. Hey, do you have a driver? I forgot mine.
So when he left New York.
Can I borrow your putter?
He was not in the tournament. He was just hoping.
I know, Coach. I heard 9. He found out at 9 last night.
No. He found out that he was like one of the last alternates. So he's like, I'm getting on a plane just in case someone does drop out. And so he missed the morning round, so he only had a chance to be in the afternoon tee times. And he didn't even know he was in the tournament. He gets on the plane. It's delayed an hour and a half. So when he lands, he turns on his phone. And he has 70 text messages from his dad, his agent, the tour, the Corn Ferry saying, hey, your tee time's this time. And since he was delayed an hour and a half, he didn't have time to wait for his clubs to get off the airplane. He had to just leave the airport with nothing, just the clothes on his back. And so as he's pulling up, they're handing him shoes.
We heard all that.
The golf pro at the – no.
Well, I heard. What size shoes do you have?
Yeah, the golf pro.
Kind of glove you need.
But the golf pro –
Yeah, you
can use my clubs. So he doesn't even—he's never hit them. Mm-hmm. He didn't have time to warm up. He sits there and stretches on the first tee box.
That sounds like us pulling up to Ted Rhodes every day.
And he goes plus four. That is awesome. I love this dude.
Take him to Aruba then.
They really shouldn't have had him play then, right?
Why? It's your shot.
No, I mean if he's there, might as well play.
Right, but you got there. It's just like getting on a flight. You can't just go straight to the airport. You got to have check-in. If he can't make all that, guys, it's not possible. You cannot play in this.
I agree with that.
Because then you get stuff like that. Are you kidding?
I mean, the dude could have pulled something.
I mean, he could have, I don't know.
But he said, I would do it all again. It's for his shot. Like, he's like, listen.
But it's a fun story. Dude, that was a disaster. If you're watching the video that I was watching, he's all over the place. You got guys handing him crap.
Oh, my God.
He's stretching as, like, the governor of the country club is talking to him. His ass is in the guy's face. He's like, okay, son, are you ready for this tournament? Yeah, just let me get my legs stretched in real quick.
Taking off his jacket and his shoes, like, to get golf shoes on. He didn't even go to the locker room. He's like, can you guys just put these somewhere? Because he didn't even get to go. He's just standing on the first tee doing
all
this.
When he pulled up on the green, does he ask the guy, like, how are they rolling today?
Hey, there's a couple birdies left out there for you.
What? And I guess they have to take inventory of what clubs you have in your bag. I had no idea.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, what kind of club? He's like, I don't know. Just here you go.
Look
through them. Write them down. I don't know what they are. And he's like, yeah, it sounds great. And he takes a couple practice swings, gets up, first tee shot, right down the middle.
So you love this guy.
Love this dude. I love the fact that he went for it.
Take him to Aruba, coach.
And then he didn't make the cut.
But he shot four over.
Yeah, but then the next day he had another
shot. What was everyone shooting that day?
I didn't even look at it.
Everyone was shooting 10 under? Well, that would make more sense, coach.
He's on the Corn Cob Tour. I thought it was like a PJ event.
No, it's Corn Ferry.
Coach, did you get that email I just sent you?
Ray, it's bad audio and really terrible.
This should be good audio, but this is a video that I sent to Lunchbox because – this is a message for him and how he plays.
This guy's awesome.
Yes! Many asked, is this you? Did you just hit a chitty chanker off to the right hustle nasty perro and you are freaks? And you want to lock the club? Boomerang, Javelin, Bo Jackson over your quadricep? Why? There are other humans in your group and you are raining on their parade with your antics. Can you please take a moment to take it easy on Wusa? Okay, it happens. You have a family and you have children and a profession to make a lot of the monies. You don't do it in golf. You do not practice your amateur hours. There is no DeLorean in the parking lot to take you back in the time to fix that shit. So please, do yourselves a favor, but especially do the game of golf and your playing partners a favor. Not to freaking out. Start raining on their parade. That's an important ritmo in the game of golf. Calm yourself down. Keep all 14 clubs in the tack. No launching of the clubs. Save your money for therapy, and that's it.
Manolo teaches golf. That guy's hilarious.
Hilarious. I sent that to Lunchbox. I'm like, dude, this you need to learn from this guy.
Dude,
did I get mad on that day?
And that's what I was about to say. You did not. You know, I think the days of you getting really, really, really upset for more than one hole are over.
Right. I let it bother me for a hole.
Yes.
And then I let it go.
Yes.
But I felt like this time I didn't even let it. A couple shots, like, oh, why did I do that? That's so stupid. But I felt like I was so much better.
Ray, we were talking about this guy's video skit. Do you think he pre-writes that?
Oh, a lot of that's ad-lib. He just goes on it. You can't pre-write that.
You can't? See, Lunchbox thinks it's pre-written.
Yeah, the main theme is, hey, there's me some geese to go, and you're going to act like you throw your club, and then just go into your thing. Hey, listen here, you got to do that. And then he just says it. That's just funny.
And there's no DeLorean in the parking lot to take you back in time. Like, that is hilarious.
But he's creative. So
that's written.
Right. They tell him a couple, or in his head or his creative team, they're like, hey, go with the DeLorean thing. That's funny. You just do your normal stuff. It's going to start with you almost throwing your clubs. DeLorean's funny. Say that you're amateur hour. They give him a couple buzzwords, and then he just rolls. But you can't script that. The way he just read it off like that.
So you've seen this dude on TikTok?
He's hilarious.
Hilarious.
It's not like I follow him, but when they pop up, every time it's laugh out loud.
This is great.
You know what else is great?
What?
NBA.
Chris's popcorn.
The season finale.
I'm eating it now. Get your popcorn ready.
Popcorn.
Season finale team snacks.
Ah, wrong clip.
Oh. Yeah. I forgot about those games. We called in sick.
You just didn't go?
Nah, we didn't go.
Well, we had our last game of the season. We're trying to get our first W. Goodness gracious. We show up Saturday morning, 9:30, and we are ready to go.
It was chilly Saturday morning.
And when it was about
9:30. It was like, drunk?
Yeah, it was hotter than hell.
Yeah, I was thinking Sunday.
Yeah, I think it was Sunday.
My bad.
And it was a bad sign right off the bat when the other coach goes, oh, we do better with shorter games. And so he told the ref, you can cut both each half by a few minutes. And I'm like, wait a minute. No, my kids.
We just changed the rules.
You can't just change the rules. We're trying to get a win here. And then another problem was the other team had three kids that their parents were out there on the field holding their hands. So they had extra defenders in the way the whole freaking game.
Were the parents defending?
I mean, it's hard not to when these little three-year-olds are trying to run through with the ball, accidentally hit their legs. So it was like, come on, man. But we start off the game, and it's back and forth. You know, no goals being scored the first five
get
minutes.
Get to the point, Coach. What happened in the
game? I'm going to jump right now.
Do y'all win or lose?
Then they score one.
Oh, we're doing play-by-play.
Then they score two.
Well, we get the point. It's 20 usually.
And I'm like,
was Malcolm not playing?
And I'm like, no, Malcolm was there. Yes, hey, no, great story about Malcolm after the game.
Oh, can't wait, Coach.
What he did.
Deep tease.
The post show.
And I'm like, here we go again. This is going to be one of those games, right? But my team battled back. 2-1, we score a goal!
You're on the board.
Malcolm!
That's your second season score?
No, we scored like 7 goals on there. Yes, no. Then Meredith scores.
Meredith.
We tie it 2-2. And she goes, Coach, that's my 6th goal this season.
And that's not true, Meredith.
And I'm like,
now you're lying to me.
In your mind, you're a creative, aren't you?
Go sit down, Meredith, for lying.
But don't. We need you, actually.
No, yeah. It was hit or miss. Everybody, I want to go take a break.
So Meredith's all cocky and shit?
Oh, she's cocky.
Okay.
She goes, my mom says I need to get number 7.
Chill, Meredith.
And I'm like, Meredith.
Meredith, you're not that good.
Only
go
person that gets 7 is Favre.
So then it's tied 2-2. There's probably about 4 minutes to go.
Is this including stoppage time?
Yeah, including stoppage time. And about 6 yards out, they pick up the ball with their hands.
Uh-oh, hands.
And so their coach goes, oh, no. Their coach stops and is like, here, you guys go ahead and kick it.
Manos.
So my son steps up. And I said, all right, you're going to kick it on your market set. Go. And he
Why
kicks
your
it.
Son?
Well, because it was his turn.
Why not Meredith and Malcolm?
Hey, they've already scored.
Okay.
My son has never scored.
So you want, I mean, you. This is his chance.
This is his chance. Because he's been so into it the last few weeks. Dada, I'm going to score. Dada, I'm going to score.
Come on.
Dada, I'm going to score. And earlier in the game, he got it real close and he missed the goal and he comes running back. Dada, I was so close.
Oh, so close.
And I was like, oh, man. So there was no way he was going to score right here because, you know, all the other players are in front of the goal. Like, and so I'm just like, just kick it towards the goal. And he kicks it, and it, boom, hits off someone's leg, and he chases it, follows it up, kicks it. Goal!
There's a penalty. He was offsides.
Dad may have helped him a little
bit. Did you kick him? Did you get a little footwork?
I did nothing, and he comes running up to me.
Offsides. No
and
goal.
I pick him up, and I run him around the field. And I put him down. He goes, Dada, I scored. And I said, yeah. He goes, Eddie is going to be so proud of me.
He said that?
And I said, what? He goes, Dada, I scored.
What did you say?
And
you
he
son
said,
of a-
what, you Eddie said is going to be so proud of me.
Coach, I'm FaceTiming him today.
What the hell does Eddie have to do with this moment, son?
Ray?
This is supposed to be... This is supposed to be exciting for me and you, and you're worried about if Eddie is going to be proud of you?
Ray. We love your dad.
Right. You got breaking news?
Mm-hmm.
Hit it.
I
have it for the big show.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my game.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Brakes? We can save you 15% on that. We have OE quality Duralast brake pads and rotors in stock, ready for pickup or delivery. We also have calipers, brake fluid, tools, and anything else you'll need to do the job right. When you get Duralast pads and rotors together, you'll save 15%. It's just part of what makes us America's number one brakes destination.
Lunchbox?
I could.
I'm his real dad.
I could not believe. And my wife.
You remember how when your wife, you come to work and your wife's at home all day?
I was sitting there and I was just like, really? That's what you're. And in
I
the
had
car.
One with her.
You know where I was 3 years
in
ago?
In the car. We call my dad and mom, right? We call Granny and Grandpa to tell them.
Mm-hmm.
And he tells them, I scored a goal. And they're like, yay. And he said it. Eddie's going to be proud of me.
Again? He said it again?
Said it. Eddie is going to be so proud of me.
You know why he said that?
No, I have no idea.
Because when I saw him at the field, I said, hey, are you going to get that goal today? He's like, yes.
Oh, the week before.
The week before. So because in I his was, mind, he's like, I need to tell Eddie about this because he's going to be so proud of
I
me.
Was like, why is Eddie on your mind when you just scored your first
Coach,
goal?
Relax. He doesn't love me more than he loves you.
But the final score, Team Snacks 4, other team 2. We won our first game. Hey, who cares about the
who
fourth
scored
goal?
The fourth?
Malcolm.
Hey!
Malcolm!
Yes, though, maybe.
And I mean, it was such a huge relief. And after the game, everybody's leaving. And we did 1, 2, 3. Team Snacks.
Let's
you know?
Go to the bar.
We'll go to the live audio.
I'm so proud of you guys. Never loved kids.
And everybody's walking
shots
away.
Shots on me.
Everybody's walking away. And all of a sudden, Malcolm comes running back. Malcolm
Daddy?
Is running. And he's got something in his
yes,
hand.
No. Uh-oh.
And it's a picture he drew. Thanks, Coach.
Oh, Coach, that's why you do it.
And I hung it on the fridge.
I cried.
No, that was my trophy. That was him. I touched one kid's life.
What? You what?
Because the other, kids, the other kids didn't care.
That's what it's all about, kid.
No one, I learned it from No Teeth. You got to touch the kids.
No one else said anything. He was the only one. Only Malcolm. And then my son was so into it, we stayed for 30 minutes afterwards because he wanted to kick
hell?
In the goal.
Oh, okay.
And so.
Y'all didn't have anywhere to be?
Nope. He just sat there and he goes, Dad, I'm going to play soccer. And he kept playing. And my 2-year-old got out there and they played for 30 minutes.
Malcolm, next team's like, can we get on here?
Yeah, they're like, can we play o'clock? Our game? Can we play our game?
Malcolm or? Gave me that nice drawing, so I hugged his mom.
So I put it on the ground and it blew away.
It was awesome. It was awesome.
Did you tell the moms thank you?
I did. I told everybody thank you.
Good.
But that was it. Team Snacks. I mean, I think.
Did you get a coach present at the end of the season? Sometimes we give the coach a gift.
Yeah, I was expecting that. That's what I mean. But I was like, but Malcolm was the only thing, the only that's person that gave me something.
No gift card at Dick's or anything.
Nope, no nothing. Wow. Not even a like text. Hey, thanks for coaching
really?
This
nothing?
Season. Nothing. Just absolute. Everybody just went their own way, and we got our first win, and that was what it's all about.
Man,
what a season!
That
guys.
Season took a lot of energy.
All right, what's the story about Malcolm?
That was it. Malcolm
oh, that was the
push back.
Okay, got it.
The old deep tease.
Good one, Coach. Good.
Got us because it wasn't that deep.
Hey, let me tell you what happened in our lives on Saturday.
Go ahead.
Had another kid.
We had 4 baseball games. And the first baseball game of the day, my 8-year-old.
Are we going to go play by player? Are we going to skip to the end?
Guys, if it's just play by play of the golf, soccer.
It's not a play by play.
And an 8-year old.
It's not a play by play.
Lose every listener.
It's not a play by play. He's up to bat. Swings.
Let me get the audio.
Swings the bat. It's a shot to third. It goes down the line. Third baseman misses it. Goes between his legs. It goes to the outfield. It's traveling fast. My son, he rounds first. He goes to second. They get it from the outfield. Try to throw him out at second. Whoa, the ball's overthrown. It's going to right field. So my son gets up from the slide. He runs to third. They get the ball from the outfield. He's going home. Throw the ball to home. He throw it to home. Oh, my. I mean, it's short by 100 yards. My son slides into home. Home run! Home! His first career home run, boys and girls. Amazing.
With the error, not a home run.
Yeah, yeah.
No. It's still called a home run.
No.
Yes,
not.
It is.
In the majors, it has to hit like a weird part of the mat in the outfield, and then it goes away from them. That's no error.
Guys, they're 8 years old.
Hey.
There's only two kids in the league that can actually get a home.
Double with two errors.
Right? I'm going to give him a four base error. Went between the guy's legs at third.
Okay.
Great point. Wasn't even a hit.
Okay. How about this one? The bottom of the fifth.
Same game.
He's playing pitcher. No outs. First batter comes up. Swings, hits the ball. Oh my gosh, it's a shot straight to the pitcher. He puts a glove up. Poop, he's out. There are two runners. Both runners, they start moving. Uh-oh, throw it back to second. Get the guy out. Because it was a pop. I mean, it was direct. Never hit the ground. He throws it a second. One out. Throws a second. Two outs. Oh my gosh, the guy's not at first. Throw it back to first. They throw it at first. Triple play!
Oh!
Triple play! Inning is over.
You're the next Joe Buck.
Inning is over.
What a hell of a
call.
So
in the same game, you got a home run.
Four base error.
And a triple play. He started the triple play.
Yeah, it was not unassisted, but he did.
What are you talking about? It started with the catch.
No, that's what I'm saying. Sometimes you can get an unassisted triple play. Where you catch the line drive, step on the bag, and tag a runner.
Well, he was pitcher. He couldn't step on a bag.
Right, but he was part of – he started the triple play.
Yeah. So he gets credited for the triple play.
No, all of them do.
What do you mean?
They all get credited with it.
So I can't say, son, you got a triple play?
He was part of a triple play.
But he started it. Without that catch, it wouldn't have been a chance
right,
for a triple
play. Right, but without the person stepping on second, it wouldn't happen. And without the person stepping on
I mean, it is a team sport. So
holy hell. Worn out.
Coach, I wasn't going to tell you about the other game, but all right.
No, go ahead, tell us.
No, it's fine. He's worn out.
No, let's hear it.
No, it's good. It's fine.
I figure some be worn out at
Grand
home
Slam,
run.
But all right.
Whoa, Grand Slam.
No, I want to hear about that. Ray's done.
Hit it.
No, man, it's good.
I'm doing everything I can with the sound effects.
Tell us.
There really wasn't anything. Oh. They are in a tournament, and both my boys, 8-year-old and 7-year-old, they're still going. I mean, they're still going. They got two games left.
What are they on a traveling team? They're like 2-3.
Yeah, I mean.
No. They're 8-7.
Oh. Man, time flies.
At the end of the season, guys, there's a tournament every season. They could win it all. Both of my boys could win it all.
Wow.
The Durham Bulls and the New York Yankees could win
it all.
So
they can't face off in the championship?
No. They're two different.
Separate leagues.
A league, B
Got
league.
It.
You know what
I'm saying? American and National.
American and National, they meet in the World
Series.
American
coach.
And American.
No, coach, there's an A league and a B league.
Wow. And just to touch on NBA, it looks like it's going to be the Warriors and good luck predicting either side.
Miami?
I think Celtics still are going to win it.
Boston?
I still got Boston. The Warriors just.
I kind of like the Heat.
The Warriors got too much.
But they were cold for like 30 minutes last night. They still won the game.
You're right, dude. The Mavs got nothing.
I mean, it's just the Warriors, the difference is they pass the ball around and make it look so easy to find open shots where the Mavericks, Luka has to do everything to get someone an open shot. Where the Warriors, Clay can get someone an open shot. Andrew Wiggins, Poole, Curry. I mean, it's
Green, Looney.
Looney.
Well, I mean, Luka Doncic looked like that dude at United Airlines getting slapped.
Oh, that dude got decked.
It's all over the internet. Apparently, the other guy was an NFL player, and he got charged with assault.
Really?
So
why?
If you're in a fight, the key is you got to slap him.
No, the point is the airline employee hit him first.
You didn't see the full video.
Yeah, I did.
Which one, the airline coach?
There's like a longer version.
You talking about the Mike Tyson one?
Oh, my God.
Did you watch UFC?
No.
Holly Holm, dude. Terrible. I mean, she can't fight anymore.
Done?
Nah, she's done.
Did you see the girl get decked at the Nashville SC game?
No. Like a fan?
Oh, I posted. The guy needs to be a linebacker.
As an investor, do you need to talk about this?
Look. Eddie. Eddie. There's a rain delay, right? So there's no one on the pitch. So this girl decides she's going to go ahead and run.
He said pitch, coach. She's out.
If it's a chick, at some point you got to let up.
Is she passed out?
Oh, they knocked her out.
No. She's up.
Oh, no. They knocked her. No, they picked her up.
Do it again.
They knocked her out cold. I mean, she's running across the field, and this security guard just comes across the middle. Boom!
It was the head hit.
Yeah, watch her. When they get out, she's out.
Yeah, the head hit in the turf. Were you at the game?
I was at the game. We packed up the family. We went to the game. We got in our seats. We watched 18 minutes and then Lightning. And
took the shuttle.
No, we didn't take a shuttle.
Never going to do that again.
18 minutes, and they had to take the players off the field because of Lightning in the area. We waited about 30 minutes, and we went home. They did not restart the game till 10:07 p.m.
So you went back?
No.
Oh.
No. Watched it on the TV.
Nice.
And we gave up a goal in the 88th minute for a tie, which
sucked. I thought you guys were undefeated.
We haven't lost at home, but we tied.
Okay.
We were winning the whole game, and then we gave up a goal in the 88th minute. But, yeah, boom! Now, do you think that was unnecessary by that guy?
No, you have to do that. You have to do that.
You don't really have time to judge.
No.
And my whole thing is, if you're going to run onto the field, why are you doing it when no one's there to watch?
Right.
Because in the middle of a rain delay, everybody was up on the mezzanine because they kicked everybody out of the seats because of lightning. So no one's even there to see you do it.
I hate to play contrarian devil's advocate, but in a rain delay in baseball, it's always the goal of the person running on to make it to the tarp. Maybe it doesn't fly in soccer like that.
Yeah,
because
there's no tarp.
Right.
Maybe she just thought this would be the chance to not get busted. I run through, go to one side, run to the other one, and there you go. You're done. No one's going to tackle me because no one's down there.
Well,
but they tackled her ass.
She found out the hard
way. They got her real good.
She got her ass whooped.
Damn.
She got a concussion, a trip to jail, and she's probably banned from the park.
There's your bonehead story of the day, coach.
All right, let's go. All right, happy Wednesday, guys. All right, what is Bobby Bones?
Monday.
God, nah,
I'm
tired.
Drunk?
Is it Monday?
I'm tired.
Fuck, I thought it was Friday.
Hey, happy
What'd
Monday.
What did you say?
What?
You said.
No, I didn't.
You did?
No, I said fuck, man. I thought it was Friday.
Hey, happy Monday, guys. Hey, Wednesday show. It might be one for the ages.
Coming up?
Wednesday? Jelly Roll.
Oh, was that Wednesday?
Jelly Roll is on Wednesday.
Jelly Roll.
I'm a sinner. Do you think people are going to love that podcast?
Oh, yeah, they're going to love it.
Oh, yeah. I think it's going to be the best interview, best podcast, most downloaded we've ever had in the history of the Sore Losers. This is what puts us in a superstar.
What are we going to talk about?
I have no idea.
Talk about the road in jail.
I mean,
Jelly Roll, what's it like living on the road?
Jelly, we got you some jelly donuts. How's it going?
I mean, do you guys have any idea what we're going to talk about?
No.
I don't either.
No, I think the first question is, dude, you got to tell us about jail.
Yeah, for sure.
Really?
I mean, for sure.
I mean, I've never really talked to somebody that's been there before.
I told you that time I was taking a dump next to the dude.
I've been to jail, but not like he's been to jail. I think it's going to be a great podcast. We'll see you on Wednesday.
All right. See you guys.
I mean, come on.
Hey, have a good day, lunch.
And he also golfs. We can talk about that.
That's true.
What he would do if he was playing with a Jack McRoberts, whoever that guy's name is.
Oh, yeah. Jack Roberts. Yeah,
That's good, coach.
That's good.
And right. What he thinks about Tiger.
Oh. Tiger needs to retire.
Yeah, he needs to retire.
He needs to retire.
All right. Goodbye, everyone. Ray's over it.
Ray's been over it.
He's been over for 10 minutes. Yes, no.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.